Here on Daf Chavov Amad Aleph, starting the Mishnah on the top line, Zok the Mishnah, Nechosim Sheyesh Lahem Achayis, which means Karkois, Niknin Bekesef Ubishtar Ubechazoke. Zok Rashi Sheyesh Lahem Achayis, Hainu Karkois, Sheachayis Kol Odom Hamalve, this is the Gils of the Rishash and the Ran, Shachayis kol odom hamalva v'anoyshe b'chaveiroi, the achayis, the responsibility that when one is malva, one is noyshe b'chaveiroi aleim, he relies on these karkois. They're achroi to make sure that the choy will be paid up. Lefi shekayomim v'oimdem. Because they last forever. Lefichoch nismochim aleim. Therefore, the Malve and the Noisha rely on them. So that's why Karkois are called Nechosim Sheyesh Lamachayis. Nitne Bekesev Bishtar Bachazoke. Marashi says a few Misholim of Chazoke. Rofak Beipurte. He plowed a little bit in the Karke. Oidayish Amitzri, or he was Mesakin, the boundaries of the Karke, he was Magbia, the boundary. Oinoal, or he put a lock on. Oiporatz, or he broke a chelik of a fence, Kolshu. So this is all different types of tikkunim in the Karke. This is Kinyan Chazoke.
In other words, metaltalim,
they are not nikne with kesef, shtar, chazaka, only b'meshiche. The Ran says, na mishneh, meshiche is inclusive. It's also kailo, mesire, hagbo, but it, not what the Iker is, these kinyonim, kesef, shtar, chazaka, do not help by metaltalim. Nechosim she'in lamachayis, niknim im nechosim she'yesh lamachayis, bekesef ubishtar bachazaka. Even though we just mentioned that it is impossible for one to be kind of metaltalim with kesef, shtar, chazaka, that is darke if one wants to be makne metaltalim alone. But if one wants to be makne metaltalim agav karke, that means there's a package deal. There is a haknos karke, and together with the karke is makne metaltalim also. So there the kinyan on the karke, which is kesef shtar chazaka, will help that al yedei kinyan zeh will be kind of the metaltalim also. The zoykikin as hanachosim sheyesh lamachayis lishova aleim. Now let us see Rashi. Niknim im nechosim. Im mochar metaltalin im karke. He sold metaltalin together with karke. Kivin shekona loikeach es hakarke. Be'echod mishloisha kinyonim niknim metaltalin. Imo. But it's interesting why Rashi had to mention Mecha over here. I mean, Agav is Lav Davke Toli in Mecha. Agav is Bematono also. Vizoykikim Nechosim Alolu She'ein Lamachayis. We just mentioned before Nechosin Sheim Lamachayis are nikne through Kinyan Agav, Bekesev Bishtar Bechazoke. So these Nechosin Sheim Lamachayis are Zoykik, Nechosin Alolo Sheim Lamachayis, to Kemayre Botane. So these Metaltum are Zoykik as a Nechosin Sheyesh Lamachayis. Av al Gav, the Ein Nish Lishov Aleim. Even though on karke one will not swear, but
kelim v'kalkois. But if there is a taino kvira on kelim and kalkois, v'nischayiv lishova ala metaltalim, and there was chalachiv shvue on the metaltalim, is zaykikin hametaltalim, so the metaltalim who are machayiv shvue on the nitva, they're zaykik es hakakois lishova alayim, to swear on the kakois, and this is Gilgul Shvuah. This is the klal of Gilgul Shvuah. So even though einish boin ala kakois, but if there was chal achiyev shvuah on metaltalim, so then the chiyev shvuah of the metaltalim is geirer a shvuah on the kakois. Hai zaykikin on the chosim koi. Now, Zaykikin is going on the Chosin, She'ela Machayis. The Lav Abezdin. And it's not going on Bezdin. Now, we have to understand what Rashi is coming to tell us. There are two Eifanim how to understand Gilgul Shvuah. And in Chedushi Rab Ruven in Bab Metziah, is Mavaya that Shitas Rashi is as follows, that the Lomdus of Gilgul Shvuah works as Shvuah Goyreres Shvuah. That means that since there was Chal on the Nitva Achiv Lishova on this Din Teire, we have another Din, we have another Tvi also. Here we have a Tvi on Karkois. We have an Eidecho that says that Reuven owes Shimon $100, so that's a tviya on money. And then in the Eidecho also says that this karke belongs to Shimon. So he's moneying $100, he's moneying this karke. So since the tviya on the metaltalim was machayev shvuah, so there's a din shvuah goyreres shvuah. Is Be'emesen, there's a mokim to say, and this is Shitas Rashi, and there's a big machlokes harishonim in this, but there's a mokim to say as follows, that a Gilgul Shvuah is different than a normal Shvuah, which means as follows. A normal Shvuah is Be'emesen, Bezdin sees this adrore. There's a raglaim ledovor that shows Bezdin that the nitva owes money. There's an eidechot. There's a moide b'mitzas. All these are heichoches that show that the teveya is correct. It's not a heichoche gemure. We can't be moitzi mamen. And the nitva has a schus to be mevarer the shayla with a shvuah. But what is if he's not mevarer? He can't swear for some reason. So then there's a klal, mitev shen yochel ishova mishalem. You can't swear. That means we have a hechoche that this kalke, that these $100, this chayfetz belongs to the teveh. We have an eidecho. Since he's only an Eidechot, you have a koyach to be makrish the Eid with a shvuah. You're not makrish the Eid. So there's a klam, mitev shen yochel ishava, or oi shava oi tishalem, you're not swearing, so pay. That is by all shvuahs that there is a droge, there's a raglaim ledova to the teveya. So the raglaim ledover comes with a potential schus of gvias momen, but you have a noifin to avoid paying money with swearing. If you don't swear, you have to pay. There's a svare by Gilgul Shvuah, that by Gilgul Shvuah really you have no proof whatsoever that I owe you. Einish boy in Allah kakois, finished. And Eidechot is worthless. Doesn't mean anything by kakois. Einish boy.
So memele, so the chiddush of Gilgal Shvuah, Shvuah k'ran Shvuah, I could be teveya a Shvuah from you. But more than a Shvuah, I can't be teveya from you. So here there won't be a din of mitoich, sheini yochel ishova mishalim. So Ramosha wants to say that what Rashi is saying, God, the Ritva doesn't say like Rashi. Rashi is coming to tell us what's the Zoykikin. Is Bezdin Zoykikin or the Metalfel of Mazoykikin? Rashi says, V'Zoykikin, Anachoshin Shein L'machayis, V'lava Bezdin Koi. What is Rashi coming to tell us over here? So Ramosha wants to say Rashi is coming to tell us, and the way we're explaining it, it's very understandable. Rashi is coming to tell us that Napshat is als the halacha of Gilgal Shvuah, Bezdin can be Mechayev Shvuah. Bezdin will be Mechayev Shvuah. Then would have the din of all Shvuahs as in a Yishavoy Tishalim, Mitech Sheni Ochel Yishavoy Mishalim. That's not shot by Gilgal Shvuah. Not Bezdin is Mechayev the Shvuah. The Shvuah that he has to swear on the Metalpum, that's a din Shvuah, Geirer Shvuah. So all the Teveya has is a Shchus that you should be mevar with a shvur, but that's it. If he can't swear, so finished. There's no din of mitoich. Zok the Gemara. Bekesef minola. How do we know that karke is nikna bekesef? Oma cheskiya, oma akro, sodois bekesef yiknu. A posse can hear me that one can acquire sodois with kesef. Ve'eime, oh, you're bringing this posuk in Yirmeh, ve'eime ad-de'ike shtar, maybe you need a shtar also, v'chsiv, uchsoiv b'seifer v'chasoim. David says, uchsoiv b'seifer v'chasoim. They wrote a shtar also. So the Gemara says, iksiv yiknu libesoiv, if the yiknu would have been written after the posuk speaks about the shtar, k'dekamret. Hashted d'chsiv yiknu meikor. It says, right away, so this by kesef yiknu. Is kesef koni. So kesef is koni right away. Shtar raya balmu. And that what it says in the posik, chsoiv b'seif v'chasoim, is not to make that he should be koni the field, though that he should have a raya, that he acquired and purchased the field. Before we see Rashi, I'd like to mention there's a machlokes of Rishonim in this, but the Shitas HaRambam is Perek Gimel Halachot Daled Mehilchos Eidos. So the Rambam says as follows: Din Teire Shemekablim Eidos Loi Bedinei Mominis. Only mipi ha'edim. Shenema al pi shnayim edim. Mipiem v'loy miksav yodam. That means there's a oifen how edis has to be said. It has to be said mipiem. They have to say their edis in front of Beth. But to write down what they want to say, that doesn't help. Aber mit divrei seifrem shechoytchen dinei momenis ba'ede shebishtar. Mit der Rabbonon one can rely on dinei momenis ba'ede shebishtar. Afa pishen edim kayomim kedei shloitino deles bifnei loivim. Now, so the Rambam had a problem. How does a shtar raya work? It's mipim b'lei mipiksovim. So he says, Midivrei Seifrim, that the Chazal were Masaka, we rely on the Shtar, Kedesh Leitino Deles Bifnei Lovin. Now, the Ramban is Moira on the Rambam from Agamore. Agamore said, brings a posik in Yirmiye. Ksayiv v'seifim v'chasayim. The Moira says, it's talking about a Shtar Raya. And Rabbi Sulzalman is Moira. Mean that first of all, the lashon of the Rambam is very difficult. Midivrei Seifrim, it's not Midivrei Seifrim. Number one, it's Midivrei Kabbalah.
And number two, the Rambam says, "Kidei shelaitino delas bifnei loivin." He's giving a marshal for a shtar halvo. L'chayre the mekayr of this takone is it says by shtar mechach. I mean, so this is ha'or on the Rambam. Let us see Rashi. Veima de'ikir shtar bahadi kesef d'chsiv kroch soy b'seifa v'chasayim. The Gemara answered, since it says Yiknu Meikore, so it seems that Kesef alone is Kaina. Omar Kro, let us see, Taisve Sodais Pa Kesef Yiknu. Hodolai Aisei Mikro, Dechsiv Gabei Efrain, Mishum Deduma Hani Mili Minochi, Shekol Kinyonai Be Kesef. We can learn out from this passage, it could be this is a unique Kinyon only by a Goy, who doesn't have kinyan shtar and chazaka, kol kinyan bekesef. Now, by Emerson, we had a taisvis and a beis amad beis. And a beis amad alf, the Gemara said as follows. The Gemara said that, it said a loshen niknis, a isha niknis, because kiche ikri kinyan, dachsiv asada shakama avron, Inami sodois bakesef yiknu. So Taisvis and Avdezim at Bases, Inami sodois bakesef yiknu, Vahodaloi maisi kinyin shenichtav vikro, and Taisvis says, Asoda shekona avrom. Yeshloimer, so why did he bring this posik in Yirmiyah? Yeshloimer, the mehila kolomaitik ziklomaima asoda shekona avrom bachazoka oi bishtar. The Lexiva Soda Shekona Bekesef. So here Taisvis asks the Kashe, why didn't you bring Hasoda Shekona Avrom? So Taisvis says that posik is the part of a posik. Could be he was kind of with Shvar Chazaka. Here Taisvis asks the Kashe, here Taisvis says a Psalivin Teret. Could be a Goy is different. Kol Kinyoni Bekesef. But Nemesin, this Kashe is Lechayre, is not Shver whatsoever. Because there are two lishainas in the Gemara. The Gemara started off by saying that it says niknis, because kichi ke kinyin, it says nasati kesef hasode kach mimeni, the kichi ke kinyin d'chsiv hasode shekon avrom. So the first loshen held that since the Pasuk only mentions Kesef, and the Pasuk says, Asada Shekon Avram, so we see that Kesef makes Kinyan. Kichi ke Kinyan. That Kesef makes a Kinyan. That's the first Lashon. Inami, Sada is per Kesef Yiknu. The Gemara says, you don't learn out from Asada Shekon Avram. So that Taisus asks, why not? So Taisus says, because the Nami holds, it's not Muchach that he was kind with Kaskot, he was kind with Shtar or Chazok. That's the Inami of the Gemara. But the first Mahalach in the Gemara was that I assume that the Kinyan was Bekesef, since the Taisus only mentions Kesef. So I assume the Kinyan was Bekesef. So Taisus asks, according to the first Lashon, why didn't the Gemara over here bring this as a makir, the carcass nikta bekesef? And that Taisvis answers, Philo will say that that's pshat and posi, but this is not, could be tafke by a goy, not by a yid. Let us go further. Omarav, Laishanu elabemokim shenkaisven es hashtar. This whole halach is only bemokim shenkaisven es hashtar. But bemokim shenkaisven es hashtar, loikone. If the minik hamokim is that they write a shtar, so then he's not koine till he writes and gives over the shtar. What does Rashi say? Loi kone de kivin de regilin ba'o. Loi shanu de kone bekas pa luchudeim. Ela b'mokim she'regilim lichtoiv shtar mechire. The minig ha'mokim is not to write a shtar mechire. But if the minig ha'mokim is to write a shtar mechire, loikonim. The kivin deregilim b'ochi, this is the normal seder, loisomche daite de lekeach adenokit shtore, v'yika date liknais ala shtar hu, is das kinyin is on the shtar. Now, from the Rehita's Loshen of Rashi, it would seem, and there's two Lushainis in the Ram, but the Rehita's Loshen of Rashi would seem that we're speaking about a Shtar Mecher, a Shtar Kinyan. That means a place where the Minik Hamokim is, that usually a Shtar Mecher is also written on the Karka. So then we say we have an ansadi that the Leikeach wants to be kinder with the Shtar Mecher, because the Shtar Mecher, besides being a Maisa Kinyan, it's a Raya also. So it's a more Choshev Kinyan than Kesef. So therefore we assume that the Leikeach wants to be kinder with the Shtar Mecher. So here Be'emerson, and then Rashi says, Vika datoi liknois ala shtarahu, the das kinyan is with the shtar. He wants to be kind of with the shtar, to the shtar. That's the Ritas Loshen of Rashi. The Ran is another malach, and this Ma also says the second malach, that it is irrelevant if the minig amokim is dafke to write a shtar kinyan, or if the minig hamokim is to write a shtar raya, if the minig hamokim is to write a shtar raya, so then he won't be kind until he gets to shtar raya. When he gets to shtar raya, he'll be kind of a mafrei with the kesef. The shtar raya is not a shtar kinyan. But he's not so mechdas to be kind until he'll have his proof in his pocket that he acquired, purchased the karka, then he is asked to be kind of with the kesef. So that's the second mahalach in the Ran that we're speaking about, who adin by a shtar raya, if that's the minig hamokim. Now the Gemara continues. V'iporish, but if the lekeach was meforish, that he wants to have the opportunity to choose what kinyan he wants to be kinder with, parish, then that will help. So that means speaking out this schus, so then he won't lose because of this minigamokin. Ki ho de ravidi barobin. Kizovin Ara, when Ravidi Barovin purchased a karke, Omar, he said as follows, Ibiine bekaspe ikne. If I want to be kinder with kesef, I'll be kinder with kesef. Ibiine bishtore ikne. If I want with shtar, I'll be kinder with shtar. Ibiine bekaspe ikne, di ibeiso lemeda lematsiso adriso. If you'll want to have chavote after I gave you the kesef, and I'll say, no, I want to be kind of with kesef, then you can't have charote. V'beine b'shtore ikni, but if I want to be kind of with shtar, be kind of with shtar, v'beine l'meheder otrana be. If I want to have charote before I receive the shtar, I can have charote. So that means, if the lekeach spoke out, and some of the lekeach had in zinin, that Dvar is giving kesef, but let him first do some research. Is this a bargain, or is this the opposite of a bargain? The guy is giving the money, and he say, but he's leaving over leeway for himself that whatever I'll decide later to do, that means if I find out that it's a gewaltig bargain, and you'll have charota. I said, no, it's too late already. I was kind of with guess. Later I find out that it's far from a bargain. You want to give me the shtar? I say, no, I changed my mind. I don't want to be kind. So Mamela, so if he speaks this out, so then it will help. What does Rashi say? V'im porish, im ritzoyne yikne li kaspi o yikne shtori. I be'ine lochi oma tabayu.
שהוא יוכל להחזר, אבל מויכל לא יחזר, כי זה מפורש מוסל. שאם בוא המויכל להחזר, יום אלוהי אני רואה שיקנו לי כספי. ואם הוא בוא להחזר, יום אלוהי אני רואה שכספי קוינה, עד שיובה ישתה. בכל זמן שלי קיבלתי ישתה, איך סר בי, הקרב חלות. Now, l'chayre, we have to understand, l'chayre, this is breire. I mean, he gave over his request before he gave over the money. And he said, well, with what kinyan do you want to be kinyan? He says, I'll decide. If I want, I'll be kinyan with kesef. If I want, I'll be kinyan with shtar. So, b'shas, so why isn't this totally in breire? Unless we'll say that he's giving the money, and he's saying that I want to be kind of now with this money. Al menash shalei echzer bay. Falev charote before I get to shtar, then I don't want to be kind of with the kesef. So it could be all he has to do is make a tenai with the kesef. And I want to be kind, unless I'll have charote, then I'm an ashle yetzer. Ubishtar minolo. How do you know that shtar is kind by karke? Ilayim amishim tachsi vuxayi vusayfe vachasayim voidayidim. Amrit shtarayi ba'almo. This is a shtarayi. Elamahochem. So this is speaking about the sefer is makne. Omar Shmuel, that what a shtar is koine with the kabbalas hashtar. Loishonu elu b'shtar matone. Avo b'mecha loikona chitin loidome. Here there's an ansadi that the Moicha is not interested in selling him the karka till he'll be assured they got the payment of the karka. Achitan loidomi. Mosib Rav Amnune. So Rav Amnune es takashe an Shmuel. We learned, b'shtar keitzel kosvul en yol acheres ava b'shein b'em shevet putusode mechura loch sode nesun loch. Arei zu mechure unesunem. So the Makshin held. We're talking about two different cases. Sadi mechulach, sadi nesunulach. Areizu mechul nesune. And so it's called mechure, just like it's called nesune. That means these are talking about two different cases. And just like when he gives over the shtar natone, it's nesune. When he gives over the shtar mechire, it's mechure. And you don't need a kabbalas hakesef in order to ensure that it's sold. Hu meisiv lo v'hu mefarik lo b'moicha sadeu mibnei ra'osav. This paraisa is speaking about that he sold a karka because it was a very inferior karka. So there he wants to make sure that the karka is sold. The money we'll speak about later. Let's just get rid of this karka. So Moicha Sadeu Mibnei Ra'osa, there the halacha is that he doesn't need kesef in order to ensure the mekach. Rabashi Yoma B'maton is not speaking about two different cases. It's speaking about one case. B'matone b'kish litnoloi, he wanted to give him a matone. B'loma kosev lai loshin mechak te liyapes eskoichai. He wanted that the mekabel matone should have a yipui koyach. That's why he wrote, that means we're not speaking about two different shtores, and you'll be medayik that the sodai mechure is koine, just like the sodai nesune is koine, without a nesines domim. This Barais is speaking about, he wrote in the shtar, Sadeh Mechure Unisunaloch. Let us see Rashi.
a Sefer HaMiknim, Alme Yeshkinyin Av B'Sefer Levadei, Achi Tin Domim, Delegoma Moicha Makna De Kobul Domim, Va'af Al Gav De Kobul Domim Bo Ishtore, Aleiche De Porish, Domini Leel, Areizu Mechure Nesune, Kasalke Daitach Oyoi Ktoni. The Mechure is just like the Nesune, that with the Kabbalah Sashtar, it's transferred already. So the Gemara says two terutz. One terutz says, Bibnei Ra'osa, the Nechalei, Liknaya Lei Shtar Lelekeach. There he wants that the Shtar should be Makti to Lekeach, Ki Heichid Lei Motsi Lemehedabei. That he shouldn't be able to have Charot. Rav Ashi Yomam, Hach Mas Nisim B'Noisim Maton Namayri. It's not speaking about a Mech, it's speaking about a Maton. The Kula Chodi, it's one big star. The Lav Oy Oy Ktoni, Elekach V'kach Kosav Loi, Sodai Mechure Unesune Loch. Now what's that? Liyapes Eskoichoi. Why did he write Mechure? Shim Yigvenu Bal Choyv Shal Noisim Matoni, Yoshev Olav Litvoya Mimenu Domim Hamefuroshim. That means there was really no mechira, really it was a matone. But he wrote in the shtar that it was sold for X amount of money, which is nishke steige nishke fleigen. But the purpose of this documentation, this writing in the shtar is that if this karka will be taken away from the mekabel matone, the kark will be taken away from the mekabel matone through a malve, so be able to go to the loive and receive money. It'll be reimbursed for this kark, even though theoretically he didn't pay. But since in the shtar it says that it was sold for X amount of money, so we say Mr. Machayis to a sefer, and the Moicha, who is the Loive, is Achoy to return the money to. Let us see Taisvis. Below Makosa Veloshen Mechek, De Liyapes Koiche. So that's why he wrote the Loshen Mechek. So the Mechek is a Yipri Koyach, in order that he'll be secure with the Shavius of the Karka. It will be taken away. So why did he write this double loshen? He says he'll get all the schusim, all the yipuyim he'll get through that he wrote a loshen mecha. So why did he write a loshen matone? Bishlam mecha, mishum mechayis. That he wrote a loshen mecha. Amay yipuy koyach yesh b'matone. So Taisus says, no, there's a gewaldike yipuy koyach by matone. The Gabi Abar Metzre. That means that Abar Metzre has a schus that if someone is selling an adjacent karke, he has the first bid to purchase the karke. So Memele, so if I sell a karke, so he comes over, the Metzre comes over, listen, I'm your next door neighbor, I get first choice. If you write a Loshen Matone, listen, I don't to give a matana to you. If I'm selling, you're coming with a taina. But sisa yoshev atoiv, you're selling it. Why couldn't you sell it to me? You had to sell it to him. So maybe we'll say, so the loshen matana will accomplish that will be misalik the bar metzre. Lama yipukoich yesh be matana. I mishum de matana less be mishum dini de bar metzre. Ha'ama bepeirik ha-mekabu. The matone, the isbe achayis, isbe mishum dini de bar metzre. A matone, the hez achayis, isbe mishum dini de bar metzre. That means, the minute there's achayis in the matone, so there's a din of bar metzre. Now, let us explain this aloche. Let us say over a ritve, and the ritve wants to emphasize with kashim. But let us, so the ritve says as follows. That, a shtar matone with achayis. So is bedin de bar metzre. That means as follows, that the Bar Mitzvah comes and he tells him, you know, why didn't you sell it to me? He says, well, I gave him a tummy. I mean, he says, listen, who are you pulling the wool over your head? Let's read this. Let's look at the Shtar Matanah. It says, if the cock is taken away, so you'll be able to mum $100,000 for me. And Matanah, you don't, it's not $100,000. Why should you mum $100,000 from you? No, so it speaks out black and white. It was a mechover. You want to write a Lashon Matanah to avoid me. But you're giving a matana, but you can't pull the wool over our eyes. The Kabbalah Achayah speaks for itself that there was a mechel. So just these fancy lashonis will not in any way enable you to sell it to someone else. Achayah spells out mechel. That's Pshat and the Gemara. So the Ritva wants to emphasize this kasha. So that is Taka, when Bezdin is unaware of what really occurred. The Bar Mitzvah is timing that, listen, let's not fool ourselves. This is a mecher, and he's just putting the Lashon Matanah in order to avoid my rightful demand for this cock. And that's what the Bar Mitzvah is timing. The Noisa Matanah is timing, it's not true, this is a Matanah, thus. And Bezdin does not know who's telling the truth. So then, Malach, that's the Gemara and Bab Metziah. So it's very fluky to believe the Noisin, the Moicha. The time of the Bar Mitzvah sounds more plausible. And we say, no, don't tell me it's a Matone. It's a Mecha. Just put in the Aloshin Matone. And therefore, it belongs, the Bar Mitzvah has first right to it. But what if Bezdin knows that that was Taka the truth? Bezdin is aware that was Taka Matone, and Bezdin officiated by this whole transaction. So then, a Matone, Sheyesh Bo Yachayis, will help Lagabi Bamez. We were there, we saw, and it's... So the Ritva wants to fend for the Agama speaking about such a case. That Bezdin knew about it. I mean, the bringing a Gemara and Bar Mitzvah that a Matana Sheyesh Bo Yachayis, there's no Din Bar Mitzvah, there's a Din Bar Mitzvah, that is, if Bezdin doesn't know what really occurred. So then, we assume that it was a Mecha, but Bezdin knows, so then it's a Matana with a Kabbalah Sachayis. That's how the Ritva answers. Taisis did not want to answer like this. Taisvis held that it's speaking about, and Bezdin is weiter ignorant. But so Taisvis says, Pshat, we yeshloime the shneis shtoris kaisavloim. It's speaking about over here, not the way Rashi says that everything is written on one shtar. No, it was written on two shtoris. Im tzorich lachayis, mare shal mecha. Im tzorich ledine debar metzre, mare shal matone, umatzniye shal mecha. Now, Dachsach Mir Taisus is saying as follows. Taisus is saying that the Emerson was speaking about that it really was a Matone. Bezdin doesn't know it, doesn't the Bar Mitzvah is making a whole bunch of troubles and he's moaning from Bezdin that the cock belongs to me, I'm a Bar Mitzvah. Fine. So therefore, they didn't want to get Bezdin involved, so they made two shtars. One shtar said, I'm giving a matone, and in that shtar, nothing is, there's no achayis mentioned. Another shtar says, I'm selling it to you, mecha, with achayis. And it's about the two distinct shtars. And it matters what is necessary for the occasion. If the Bar Mitzvah comes, so we don't show him the other shtar. What's his business, the other shtar with Achayis? We show him the shtar. Matone finished. Matone is lost. If Lamaisa Malva comes and wants to take it away, then now this Makabal Matone will go to the Yoshim and wherever it is, with the Lekuchis, and say, listen, I have Achayis on this carcass. And the Emerson, there's no problem of midvar sheker tichok, because between you and me, it is a matone that is a chayis like a mecher. So writing these two shtores is not sheker. That means bezdin. I have to avoid. I can't show bezdin these two shtores because bezdin will smell something if they see it. Oh, it's matone and mecher. So bezdin will be telling the whole thing is mecher. So we don't tell bezdin about the second shtar. We just keep it in the pocket. We use the shtores whenever they're convenient. And l'chayr, there's no iser of midbar sheker tichem. V'oy nire, then Taisvi says, in brackets, the ma'iri shapim b'shtar echot. V'ho de kosovay b'loshim atone. V'yishe'e b'sukach. That means we're speaking about a person. Yes, and why did he write a loshim atone? Because it's the truth. He's giving a matone. What will he gain from writing that? Nothing. He just wants to put that on the record that this is what's transpiring, that I'm giving a matana with a chayis. Bezna will not accept this legabi abal mitzvah. So fafa, but I'm writing the truth. Birishalmi bepirkin meforish the yipui koyach shal matana haynu legabi boir vedus. That means that it's written matana and mecha legabi deschusei. Amikabo, will he, if there's a Be'er V'dus in the property, will he acquire the Be'er V'dus also? The Moicher Soda Pistam Le'moche Be'er V'dus, Ava Matone Be'en, but Ava Matone Be'en Yofe Noisin Akel, that is a Chilek. There are certain Dvorim which do not automatically go along with a mecher. Means if I'm selling you a field, if there is another chelik in the mecher, and which wasn't mentioned, so we don't assume this goes along with the mecher. A boir vedus is in mecher, it is not, doesn't go along. In matone, there's a klal noisen bayin yofe noisen. So memela we say, we give the same thing that with the matana he's giving the Be'er V'dus also. So that's the reason why both Lashonis were written. I'd just like to say a vort that my son Erg Dalio brings down from the Chedushei Rim. It says in Posek, Ki lekach toiv nasati lochem toirosi al tazevu. So, we're talking about a mekach, that is a loshen matana there. Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. So it means from the Chedushei Arim that one of the chelukim between mekach and matana is if a person gives over a karka or sells a karka, is he entitled to a derech? That means I'm selling you a field. Your field is surrounded by four of my fields. This field is yours. Now you'll have a problem. How do you get to the field? Well, that's another transaction. You want to purchase a derech from me, fine. But this doesn't come automatically. That's by mecha. If a person gave a matone, so then, nice and buying yof and nice, I'm giving you this kark, I'm giving you a derech also. That comes automatically, since everything is being done buying yof, so the derech you also get. So, ki lekach toiv nasati lachem terosi alta zoivu, the Chedushirim says, the Rabban Shalom is a nice and buying yof and nice. So, the derech, how to acquire Torah, how to understand Torah, was also given along with the Torah. That means it's not a Torah summa nitna. Now, how do I understand this? How am I capable of understanding Torah? So that's your problem. Finished, it was given over, the Torah. No, the sati lochem, it's a matone. So just like a noise matone, noise is a derech, so the derech to be masik Torah and to acquire Torah was also given over when the Torah was given. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Ube Chazoke, we heard in the Mishnah, that Karke is nicht Ube Chazoke. Min Olon, Ome Cheskia, Ome Akro, Vishovu Beorechem, Asher Tefastem, Vemer Tefastem Be Yeshiva, became yours to Yeshiva. Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tone, Vyirishtem Oiso, Vyishavtem Bo, Vemer Yerashtem Be Yeshiva. There's a big problem over here. There's a marit in a Beis HaLevi that a Moira Emerson, that Klal Yisrael acquired Eretz Yisrael, Birishta Moshe, Birishavtem Bo, they acquired it through Kibush Muhammad, or it's Yerushalem Me'aveisayim, but they were acquired with Kinyan Chazoke, Me'er Yerashtem B'Yeshiva. I mean, the Yerashtim is either at the Yerushim Eobis or Kibish Mulchome, not the Yeshiva. Where do you see in this Pasuk Kinyan Chazoke? That's one problem. And Yeshiva Bechlal is not a Kinyan Chazoke. Yeshiva is a... The gather of Chazoke is you have to improve the Karke. Change the tzuris of the karka, daish amitzri rofet baputa. You have to do something to balabatav over the karka. Sometimes you have to sit on the karka. It's not kinyan chazake. There's a gemara that says, amatziya matzois benichsei hager kone. If there's a hefkedike karke and one spread sheets over it and sits on it, so a hefke, this is sufficient. But when you want to acquire something, it's not a proper kinyan chazoke. So we could say two mahalchem. One mahalach, the Tosfos HaRosh seems to say that be yeshiva does not necessarily mean that they sat on it. Yeshiva means that they did the proper tikkunim. They made it royally yeshiva. That's pshat. They made it royally yeshiva. And they make it royally yeshiva. No, poritz, that means that the yeshiva... Yeshiva is only the poil yaitzei what occurred, but it was done through a chazaka that made it royally yeshiva. Or perhaps there's another mahalach, could be this ipshat in the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi wants to say that really it belonged to Klal Yisrael of Kibish Mochome, of Yerushalem Abiseim, and this is a chalukis Hayoshim. That means these kinyonim that were made were not made to acquire it from the goyim. It became theirs to Kibish Mochome, to Yerushas Ovis. This is only a birur achalokim. In a birur achalokim, really, you don't need a chazoki gemure. But it could be there's a shita l'neida l'mi that the shita says that each possession or acquirence needs an achazake according to how great the acquirance in Kinyan has to be. That means there are different stages and different levels of chazake. Could be the birul hachalokim of shutvim is sufficient yeshiva. If I want to be moitziyet mirshus bailam arishayinim, I need something bigger. That means could be all of these are levels of chazoke. And God could be the pasuk is speaking about a level of chazoke which only works by chalukis hashutvim, by chalukis hayoshim. But al kaponim, the pasuk is telling me that for this Bailes of Chalukis HaShutfim, I need such a type of a Chazaka, yeshiva. And maybe yeshiva is enough. But from this I can learn out that if I want to acquire a greater Bailes, it belongs to someone, and I want to take it out of his Rishus and make it into my Rishus, then I'll need a bigger level of Chazaka. But I have here a common denominator that whatever I'm doing is a type of Chazaka, and the level of chazaka that is needed is dependent on how strong a kinyan has to be made. Let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi, b'shavu barechem gedali ben achikem kamala, b'yeshiva tefastem ashavu koi.